There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, mental health issues, cardiovascular disease, rheumatoid arthritis, gay birds, and Liam Sheff. What do they have all in common? Well, they're on the show this hour.
They all walk into a bar.
Right. No, no. Actually, Liam doesn't have anything to do with those stories, at least some of them. We actually are going to talk about, with Liam. He says he was almost murdered by Walmart. Right. That's a headline.
Ooh.
Liam Sheff murdered almost by Walmart.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to talking with him. Got some bicycle stories, I bet. And I've been riding my bike a lot. Bicycle.
Yeah. You know, here in Austin, they have the things where you can rent the bicycles, where they got the machines, you know.
Yeah, you can just drop them in and you can drop it off another place.
I will never ride one, but they're very cool.
Oh, come on, man. You got to ride a bike.
Dude, last time I rode a bike.
Yes.
Quick story.
All right.
My son and I, at the time, this was back when he was still living at home.
Yeah.
I had to ride my bike from, from where I was living to a place that was like, 2-3 miles down the road.
Okay.
Got on the bike. Now, the bike wasn't exactly the right size, but it was close.
Was it too small or too big?
It was too small.
Okay.
And I could not walk right for a week after riding that bike.
Fat bottom producer, you
Man. Oh, that was horrible. So, yeah.
You got to get used to it or put those special neoprene cushions or memory foam.
I would rather walk. I like to walk. I can walk long distances, and I have a very fast pace, and so I like to walk.
It's like my wife won't. She says, if you get me a tricycle, she'll ride it. She will, but not a
tricycle?
Yeah, three wheel. You know those big
with a basket on the front?
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Okay.
What do you want to put in that? I don't know. Anyway, so bicycle stories coming up. Maybe some Queen music if Super Don. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? But anyway, looking forward to that. Thanks again to Dr. Frank King for doing some Healing Revolution with us last hour. And really talking about female libido. So we've got to talk about male libido. No, that's kind of weird because we're going to talk about gay birds in a moment and possible causation.
Cool.
But first and foremost, mental health problems may help explain the link between rheumatoid arthritis and cardiovascular disease. Now, Super Don, I have linked arthritis and cardiovascular disease for years here on the Robert
Inflammation,
Center.
Inflammation,
yeah.
Right?
Inflammation, right, and the sources of inflammation. And I don't need mental health to connect the dots. In fact, mental health is a secondary issue in most cases. I don't think it's the primary cause. But they're trying to say that anxiety and depression may partly explain why people with RA and have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. No, the reason is the RA is long-standing, long-term inflammation caused by bioaccumulation of metabolic waste and environmental toxins, the very same cause of cardiovascular inflammation and the necessary patching and repairing of cholesterol or calcification, if you will, of those same arteries because you've got long-standing, long-term inflammation that's not being corrected because the people don't even know what's going on. They don't know anything about their diets, very little, and they don't know how to reverse the bioaccumulation, much less cleanse the arteries. So the mental health is, again, a secondary or tertiary issue along the side. I'm not saying mental health has nothing to do with health. Of course we know it does, emotional health. But to make this claim and disregard the whole inflammatory cascade and the cause of it, but then again, how many doctors who treat rheumatoid arthritis have any earthly idea of the cause of the inflammation, much less what to do to reverse it without also intoxicating the liver of their patients? That was a question for you, Super Don.
Well, I don't know exactly the answer to that question.
The answer is zero. No,
zero. Okay.
Well, it could be if they went out and did their own homework, they'll figure it out. But the drugs that reduce inflammation are very toxic to the liver and the kidneys, which what? Help the bioaccumulation increase. So you're actually facilitating more cardiovascular inflammation as well as the skeletal inflammation, which you must have started with, because the heart is still doing its thing, pumping through despite a lot of inflammatory cascades within the CV system, cardiovascular system. Remember, the non-steroidal and steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, very toxic to the liver. We talked about acetaminophen, which has its own classification, being very toxic to the liver, even at low doses. All of this accelerates and increases the bioaccumulation of inflammatory substances, free radicals, metabolic waste, environmental toxins. I don't know. I'm saying this again for, it feels like sometimes the 100th millionth time. But we can't say it enough, because the medical community is still not plugging into this thing.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, the one thing I think that they're making an effort here to do is tie in mental health, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are we talking about? Depression into the equation here. So
right.
here's the thing. But what is the link between inflammation and depression?
Are you going to answer that, or are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
Well, depression, of course, is known to depress the immune system and depress certain metabolic functions within the body. Other functions that would be normally at optimal levels are going to be at reduced levels, if you will. So we know the impact of the emotions on the physiology. That is not a new concept, although some of our skeptic friends might call that woo medicine. Remember how they try to dance around and acknowledge the body-mind connection, but then, you know, deny it at the same time?
Well, you know, listen, there's this term. Have you ever heard of the term neuroinflammation?
Yes.
That is something that, you know, when you take a look at a link between inflammation and depression, it's actually been around for a while, you know, the concept, the idea. It's become more popular over time, but there is some compelling evidence, and there's been some stuff that's been written in the JAMA. I think it's the psychiatry one.
Right.
Where they are showing that there are inflammatory causes of depression, and it's existed for a long time. And there is, look, inflammation in one area is going to cause problems in another, like you were just talking about.
Yes. And you may have metabolic proficiencies in certain areas to kind of counter it, and this is why one person gets arthritis and another person gets cardiovascular disease. The same cause can play out differently in different people, but after many years of overwhelming inflammation, as we see in RA, now some will say, well, that's not true, Robert. You got teenagers with rheumatoid arthritis. Oh, that's a good argument, right? They have an autoimmune condition where their immune system is attacking their skeletal system, and you're saying that's the argument against me? No, in fact, we're talking about generational decline. Kids that are born with mercury burdens, for instance, heavy metal burdens, creating alternative manifestations of what you might call bone cells that don't look like normal bone cells to the immune system. And so this is, you know, a further down the road of chronic disease, although these kids are younger, we're talking about chronicity across generations.
Oh, well, and listen, we have talked about this before numerous times over the years, where there have been studies that have discovered a relation. Now, it's a correlation. You can't prove the causation on these things, but where kids in their younger years went through traumatic experiences, and coincidentally, the numbers and the statistics show that later on in life they have certain physical ailments or diseases that express themselves, and coincidentally they went through a stress factor earlier in their life, which is something that is what? It's emotional, it's called, you know, it's something that's, you know, it's in the brain. And, you know, these things do have effect. So, you know, inflammation is not just inflammation. There's different causes and ways that inflammation can express themselves.
Yeah, neuropsychoimmunobiology. I mean, throw it all together. It's all
mind body medicine, right?
Right, and we talk about the let's say the solutions, if you want to call them that. Detoxification. You know, Doc Newsom got great fulvic acid digestive detox, Inflammagon. My goodness, you talk inflammation. Yeah, let's get rid of inflammation with botanicals, with basically fulvic acid and things. We can do that. And, of course, you hear about these remedies from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So check out all the links there at the website at robertscottbell.com. Leave a message if you have a question when we're off the air at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Detox, even if it's as simple as drinking a tea, like Life Change Tea, Ronnie McMullen has. Anything you can do to jumpstart your excretory system is going to help anything else you do in terms of recovery. Even if you are relying short-term on a drug, you'll be better off if you're doing things to support liver and detox systems. So please, please take heed and do that. Otherwise, you might become a gay ibis.
What?
Not that there's anything wrong with that. You know those ibises? I've taken pictures of them. In fact, there's a picture up on Facebook. Maybe we should revisualize that of it. Of these ibises, they were aerating my soil out back because they dig into the ground for insects and they just poke holes in the soil.
All right. And for those of you who are not familiar with what an ibis is, because I was not immediately, that is a bird.
Of course it's a bird. What do you think it was?
What do you mean, of course? Not everybody knows what an ibis is.
Well, there's an article here, very politically incorrect, but maybe factually correct. Ethan Huff wrote it for Natural News. He's not saying it's the same thing with humans. He's just saying that they've observed, according to this study, published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B, evidently, the team from the University of Florida and the University of Peradeniya in Sri Lanka, observed that white ibis birds exposed to mercury tend toward unusual same-sex behavior not evident among their non-exposed counterparts. Hmm. Now, before anybody yells at me to say, oh, I'm anti-gay, come on, don't go there. We're just talking about a study that says mercury is impacting the behavior of these particular birds. All right? However, recognizing that heavy metals like mercury do upset and disrupt normal endocrine function in all species, is it too far-fetched to believe that our endocrine systems are corrupted, that we will have different types of behavior interactions? Again, making no judgment on it here for those of you who are into that. It doesn't. I'm just talking about a physiological observation that's being made here about gay ibises, or ibises that are formerly heterosexual.
How do you know if an ibis is gay?
I don't know the answer to that. I didn't delve deep into the study, and who knows what these scientists are for that matter. But I will acknowledge that heavy metals do corrupt metabolic functions. And this is an observation. We're reporting on it. And with that, I will leave it at that. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. If you want to send some hate mail, send it to skepduck at superdon.com.
It's gay skepduck.
Gay skepduck.
gmail.com.
Whatever, dude. All right, we got some bicycle races to go to. Liam Sheff's going to join us to wrap it up, but we've got a lot to talk about. How did Walmart almost murder him? This is going to be interesting.
Nice.
All right, stick around. We'll find out after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle. All right, it's bicycle time to the bicycle races. Liam, I am not biking as much as you, but I have to say, every day biking my daughter to school, and I've just been enjoying it. My quads and hamstrings are getting stronger by the day.
Well, you're biking more than I am. I had to stop biking.
You did? Wait. No stopping biking, Liam. That's not allowed, is it?
Just for a moment. I'm back to being a pedestrian. It's not a big thing, but I was almost murdered by Walmart.
What? We're murdered by... Well, I guess that's a headline.
Okay. I'm hanging out with my friends outside of Atlanta. It gets country pretty fast over here.
Yeah.
Right?
It's hilly, too. It's very hilly where you are, no?
You've been in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. I love the hills and all of that, and we've got a little bit of that where we are, but it's not as intense as probably where you are right now.
It's very quickly hilly, and it's wonderful exercise, and it teaches me that biking in South Florida was probably the easiest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, the flatlands.
20 miles in South Florida is, 4 miles in the hills.
So what happened? Okay. Did a Walmart greeter run you over with a shopping cart? What happened?
My friends have a couple of young teens. They asked me to put together the bike, road test it a little bit. I road tested it. It came assembled. All I had to do was change the seat height and do something to the handlebar. I biked hard around town, again, just, right outside of Atlanta. And I'm biking hard. It's city country, if you can. And things fall apart quickly. The infrastructure in this country is, one step away from...
It's on the edge. It is.
Yeah, somewhere in the former Yugoslavia.
Donald Trump can build it all back together, though.
Yeah, he can. You could just squeeze that thing on top of his head and give us all the oil we need.
So, there you go. We could solve peak oil.
So I'm biking. The potholes form very quickly around the gutters. It rains a lot. they're not well taken care of. There are no sidewalks in a lot of places. I had to figure it was better for me to face oncoming traffic at times because I knew they would see me, and the way people were driving, I needed them to see me. So I'm doing that for 2 days over trained. I'm just biking hard for 2 days.
Okay.
Then I end up on the third day to go out again, to go to the library and the cafe. And I started going up a hill, and I felt something in my left leg that I'd felt before on my very on a former bike.
Uh-huh.
I thought, oh, man, you got to be kidding. I biked another couple pedals. The thing, I felt it even more strongly. I got off the bike, and I just shook the crank, you know, as it's connected to the central axis where you turn the pedal.
Yes.
Turn the gear changer. And it came off in my hand. It had not been screwed on.
Well, what do you mean it hadn't been screwed on? How do they put it together?
They slammed it on as hard as they could by kicking it, or maybe they put a dollop of glue in it. I don't know why.
Wow.
It didn't come apart for 2 days. There was no stripping of any screw. It had not been screwed in. There was no place to screw it in. There was a cap on the outside of the crank, is, you know, the leg, the stem that goes
right
to the pedal.
So you're saying even if you wanted to screw it in, there was no way to screw it in?
No, there was no way to screw it in.
Wow.
There was no way to fix it, and it just fell off.
So, did the oncoming traffic see you? Could you get out of the road?
The better angels. I lost one of my remaining, four lives.
Wow.
But I was luckily... But listen, some angels, guiding spirits were like, okay, we're...
Not
we
your time, Liam. Get them off
not
the road.
Not your time. Get it off the road. So I was on a hill in the quiet, secluded, more rural area that I had taken, figured out as a shortcut to go... Because I'm going down in essentially interstates. I mean, I'm really biking...
Wow.
On the road shoulder at times because there's just... It's not built...
not built for bicycles.
It's not built for pedestrians. Not everybody in the South has a car, and that's the way people are. And people don't understand walking anywhere. And the only people on bikes, frankly, are people with DUIs who lost their licenses. So I'm an anomaly. I actually bike because I like it.
I've joined the crowd. I mean, I've always enjoyed biking, but it's been great to be able to do so in an area where it feels a little safer, at least. But I mean, I'm not dealing with a bike that didn't have a thing that you couldn't screw on, and it fell apart right as you're riding it.
As I was riding it, so I my heart jumped to the front of, threw up out of my mouth, and everything flashed before my eyes, and went, everything that I'd been on and done for 2 days, the oncoming traffic, the potholes that I had leaped, flashed for two, and I went, oh, wow. And I had that moment where you go, okay, we're mortal, we're going to die, everybody's going to die.
Oh, this is not a good moment. All right, well, listen, we got to come back after this break. We're going to find out how Walmart nearly murdered Liam Sheff. He's our guest this hour. And there's a lot more to talk about. I'm sure we'll get to peak oil. It might have something to do with that and China, the doubling down on what? The end of the world as we know it? Let's find out after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, heading into the weekend. I thought we were going to bike into the weekend here with Liam Sheff. Like, looks like we might be walking. What, now, you said Walmart nearly murdered you. I get the sense that this bike came from Walmart, which really means it came from China. Am I getting warm?
It's a Schwinn. My friends bought it for $170 at Walmart. It was the second bike they bought. I assembled the first bike, and the wheels wouldn't turn because it was so the wheels were so untrued, imbalanced. And I said, "This, you got to spend more than $80 for a bike." So they went, and they spent $170. And I said, okay, it looks pretty good. The frame's decent. The parts are a little bit better. Excuse me. Hold on.
$170 at Walmart, that's an expensive bike for Walmart.
So we bring it back, and I look at it. I put it together. I bike. Thing comes apart. I say, look, I got to go in and talk to these people, and my friends are nice, and more, a little more conservative than I am, which isn't hard to imagine.
We say, don't make a scene, Liam. We have to
don't
make
a
shop
scene.
There.
I'm like, you don't understand. We're going to get two things. We're going to get an apology. You're going to get all of your money back. And then we're going to get three things. And we're going to get them to examine the rest of the bikes on the rack. And we're not leaving until that happens.
Okay.
So I went in. I never had to raise my voice. I never had to show any anger. I was simply clear, mm-hmm. low-toned.
You got the manager to listen.
I spoke slowly. And I explained it to the first person. I said, now I need to talk to a manager. The manager eventually came. He listened. I told him the story. 5 minutes after I was done telling the story, I swear to God, this would be, and he was nice enough, but I swear, 5 minutes after I told him the story, he said, well, wait, you know, that's kind of five full minutes after I told him the story, he said, that's, what would have happened if one of them kids had been on the bike?
Hey, well, exactly. We'll give him credit for picking it up eventually, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, yeah, that me too. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. So the money came back. They didn't assemble the bike. It was Schwinn. It comes from Schwinn Assemble. Walmart just, you know, pops on the front wheel. That's all.
Okay.
So it's not Walmart's fault. Whose fault is it? We live in a market-driven system, which means that the more you can make, the faster you can make it, the better it is, because you can make money. And if one of 320 million citizens, you know, who file income tax reports, get killed on a bike, and you can't really prove it, and we don't know why it came off, and nobody's going to sue. Nobody's going to sue on my behalf. You know, I don't have grieving widows and all this other thing to do that. And what does it matter if somebody sues on your behalf? Because you just end up facing a bunch of lawyers who say, well, we can't actually prove it. Or they throw $10,000 or $20,000 your way. And who cares? And you're so broken by the lawyer's fees. It's like, you know, it's like divorcing a psychopath or something. It costs you $15,000.
Right. Well, and to let's say, Liam, who's making money? Schwinn, shareholders around the world now, global, not just U.S. shareholders. It's so detached from reality. It's not like an independent bike manufacturer or owner of a small shop that cares about what he's making and has a relationship with the people. And if something happens, there could be real liability. Or you care so much that you're going to be sure nothing happens. It's a whole different realm when we've gone global this way.
It has, and it reflects a larger picture. And my head just started turning these thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
As I, you know, went through the scrapbook of my life as I did, and yeah. I played all the girls I loved before in my head. I, Julio, and Willie, right?
Anyway, yeah, Julio and Willie.
Look it up, people. Look it up. Mm-hmm. So. I went, why, and I'm always doing this, I'm an historian, call me an amateur historian, but I'm an historian, and you have to realize something, that when you look at the 20th century, it looks different than every other century, and there's a reason for it. It's because of oil, there's no doubt about that. The energy released from a barrel of oil is worth 10 to 15,000 hours of human labor. We use 19 to, million of those per day in one country, this country alone. We use 20-something percent of the world's oil. The world uses about 90 million barrels per day. That's on the decline. In production around the world, everybody who's making oil has to work 3 to 10 times harder to get the same amount of oil out of the ground. There are 3 to 10 times as many rigs per each producing less. So the value, and nobody can dispute that. Anybody who says the shale revolution saving us misses the point that we have, you know, 10 times the rigs that we used to have, and we're producing a little bit more. And it's now on the decline. The shale thing is now on the decline. So I realized that the 20th century, we often hear about stock bubbles.
Sure, yeah, bubbles and the bubbles burst and you have a crash of some kind. Do we look at the entire century that way?
So that's the thought that I had. We know that the internet was a bubble. It means that it was overvalued through irrational exuberance. In other words, there was a railway bubble in England in the 1800s when railway was new, and they just overinvested in it. They built too much of it, and some of it failed. And that's when the bubble burst. So people overinvested in stocks. There was something called tulip mania in Europe for a while, where people couldn't get enough of tulips. And
right, the Dutch tulip, and then there was a big crash.
And there was a crash. There was the South Sea Island bubble, where people discovered there was stuff in the South Seas that people wanted, and everybody bought into it. And well, there was some stuff there, but it wasn't worth what they had said, so it crashed. The 87 crash, the housing crash, which really relates, the housing crash of 2001 was at 8, that relates to the banking crash, that relates to something else happened in 2008. Our oil, for the first time, cost $140 a barrel, and gasoline was flirting with $5 a gallon. The banking crash, the oil price hike, they're all related, because the 20th century is entirely itself a bubble in all of human history, in which we had more energy to do weird things, more things, split the atom, destroy ourselves. That bubble is now deflating. It will burst slowly all around us for the next 50 years. It's a big realization.
It's huge. And Liam, even the decoupling of our Federal Reserve note from gold altogether in 1971 when Nixon shut the gold window. And of course, then suddenly you had this massive spike in gas prices, oil prices. It wasn't just because of the disconnect and inflation of the monetary system. There was also evidence of the cost of oil production going up because it wasn't, you know, the stuff that Jed Clampett shot out of the ground or whatever and went, well, look, there it goes.
In 1971, the U.S. peaked and production began to decline. By 1974, we had our first oil crisis. Go figure. It wasn't an accident. The Saudis stopped selling us to us because we favored Israel in their war with, I think, Egypt. If I might have that wrong, but we favored. No, that might be it. That's right. The U.S. favored Israel, I should say, in a war. Everybody in the Arab world said, "Don't do this. Don't do this." And the U.S. said, "We'll do what we want." And they said, okay, we're not going to sell you oil. And the 70s were tough. You remember the 70s? You were like, what, 15 or 20?
Oh, come on. Don't age me. But no, we remember the lineup for gas and the even odd license plates, rationing.
Yeah. Right. So
that was what was going on.
Makes me laugh,
so if we look at the 20th century as a bubble, Liam, and the bubble burst, you use the term irrational exuberance. I like this because the Austrian economists often talk about that in terms of monetary policy versus Keynesians who think you can print to oblivion. But you bring in another aspect of this that some of my Austrian friends, and I think even Peter Schiff doesn't get, and he's a smart guy on economics, but they haven't looked into this oil bubble thing. And if we look at the 20th century and oil bubble, we also look at Big Pharma because it was all based on oil patent medicine from oil. So it's all related. The entire system got messed up, and that's an understatement in the 20th century.
If the 20th century is a bubble that relies and rides on oil, then we do trace the creation of the military-industrial complex as we have it, and every other thing that we do. The vaccine industry could not exist en masse without petroleum to power the refining of materials and the building of laboratories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to oblivion. We live in a bubble. Everything that is plastic, everything that is our food. I'm working on a project called the Oil Alarm. The Oil Alarm is the idea that our food comes from 1,500, 2,000, even 500 miles away is too far.
Right.
I think we should have a 500, foot rule. should be able to get food within 500 feet, at least a couple hundred meters.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't at least walk to it, or maybe even bike, I guess. But, yeah, you're right. And I'm not a doomsayer in this sense that I don't perceive that the shift that we're going through in our lifetime, in our kids' lifetime, is a disaster. I mean, for some it is, but in reality it's going to get us back to, I think, our spiritual roots, that connection to the land that we've disconnected from, even though we're getting stuff out of it, but in such an artificial way. As I see, and what you've inspired a lot of other people, including myself, to dig in the dirt locally, you have a different perspective. And those so-called primitive cultures around the world, look at us as you get cyber wars and cyber crashes, and they'll say, what's the problem here? They're still growing their food. They're still eating their food. They never relied on oil the way we did.
So the poorer parts of the world will, of course, survive the crash much better than we are. We will. If our food comes from 1,500 miles away, not 500 feet or even 500 meters, when there are shocks, the price shocks will be transferred down the system. When there are failures, things will simply be cut off. The most important thing we can do is to relocalize and grow food. There's no doubt in my mind anymore, having surveyed the problem, which is energy decline in this century, which is unquestionable. Everybody agrees. Nobody says otherwise. There's energy decline. I don't care. Even if people say, we got 40 years of fracking left. 50 years? No, we don't, but you're still within the century. And that
means, even if we do, it's still just like, come on, pay attention to what you're saying. Mike Adams wrote a piece just today on Natural News about the cyber warfare from China, etc. And, of course, the message at the end of all of the high-tech stuff that he's describing is relocalize, decentralize, grow food. I mean, it's that basic message that despite all of the things that can confuse us and dazzle and razzle us, the reality is the answer or solution is the same.
Right. The solution's always the same. Relocalize and grow food. We live in a group, people, you know, I know we're going to have the reassertion of tribal identities through philosophies and religion, that sort of thing. I hope that everybody will try to remember not to crucify each other, well, to invoke that, crucify each other for thinking different things.
Yeah.
The most important thing is to get out, make your neighbors aware that you're not a crazy prepper, you know, holding as many shotgun shells as you can and canned beans for the apocalypse. But what you're doing is bringing out your family or your friends and planting potatoes and turnips and fatty foods and raising chickens. Don't rely just on one crop. Ask the Irish how that went.
Yeah.
Topic for another story.
Right.
Don't trust the government to do your food. Ask the Irish how that went. You know, there was plenty of food in Ireland during the famine. They weren't allowed to eat it. It was being shipped back to the British and sold to other places. I'm serious about that.
Yeah. Well, the government will sell out its own people, no doubt. And that's historically repetitive, so to speak. And that's the point of learning from history. If you think that the 20th century is something that could last forever, history doesn't work that way. Read history. Look at the rise and fall of civilizations, the collapses that have occurred. Of course, it was based on a lot of slave labor. And as Liam has said, the slaves we've had in our lifetime are basically oil. We're going to take a break here. We're going to wrap it up for the weekend. Are there more positive, hopeful messages? I think this is one. It is. Plan now. Localize. Grow food. I'm going to go dig in the dirt. I'll be right back.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you enjoying The Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Looking forward to the oil alarm and official stories too, with a sequel, so to speak, by Liam Sheff. Liam, you know, some of the greatest joys I've had in life have been when I could take something that was old and make it new again, or fix it to where it works, or even build something on a simple rudimentary scale that works, which is different than going to Walmart and getting a bike from China that doesn't work, that could kill you. And I look at my kids and I think, you know, I want to make sure they learn how to grow food as well as be able to build things or fix things. I think these are the practical things that become valuable as we localize and realize we can't rely on things being shipped from all over the planet.
It's so true, and we're so deeply unprepared. We really need to be holding, never mind university degrees in hospital management or, you know, media criticism.
Right.
You know, PhDs in, you know, the Bill Cosby affair. I'm sure plenty of those will be printed soon at Morehouse. You know, everybody wanting to do a PhD in something. It's irrelevant. It doesn't have any value or meaning to anybody, anywhere. But can you fix something?
Right.
We should be having bicycle building, repairing, patching, how to build a moped, how to ferment any cellulose product into an alcohol is probably the most important thing besides the basics, which are how do we get calories out of the ground?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we have some friends up in Jersey, my wife's friends, and they've suffered with ill health for many years and, of course, have the best insurance. And, of course, all of that was for naught, doesn't help them. They have to go holistic and things, and they're seeing their kids grow into college. And, you know, she's saying, you know, I think my son should just go to a junior college, learn a skill, and become practical. These are people that would normally think New Jersey, Princeton, right? And now they're seeing the reality of what is valuable and what is happening and what is changing. So it's not that no one's getting word or wind of this, but certainly if you follow mainstream media alone, you'd think that what we're talking about is from another planet.
Yeah, I wonder how this would have sounded to me 5 years ago or so. I wonder if I would have tuned in and thought, well, they sound calm, you know, they're not screaming about the end of the world.
Yes.
Well, 5 years ago I would have listened, maybe 15 years ago.
Sure.
So my concern, though, is, of course, out there, everybody, birds of a feather like to flock together. People, we're a tribal species, and people love to subdivide. Ask me how many sects of Christianity that there are that don't like each other. And it just makes the point. Everybody's opposite each other until they meet somebody who's very different than them, and then they suddenly band together against that other person.
Sure.
It's human nature, and it's awful. It really is awful. it's the worst part of our characteristic that we don't seem to embrace each other as a singular species.
And well, you want to find commonality, and then you build the fences, and then you go to war.
Right. So that's probably what's going to happen. I simply recommend that people put priorities in line. And the first priority isn't that you believe that vaccination saves the world, or, forgive me, audience, but that Jesus saves the world. Neither of those is important as growing food. And you may disagree with me, but I'm right and you're wrong. Anyway, if you can put aside the biases of whatever you think is the most important thing and realize that eating, having a safe place to sleep, knowing your neighbors, being on reasonably good terms with them, sharing some of the work so that you actually have things in common, truly in common, commonality, will do more for your life than any belief system will. Maybe that belief system is called, let's all stay alive and cooperate a little bit. Maybe that's a belief system too. So there's part of my philosophy I'd like to extend to the Robert Scott Bell listening audience.
Well, it's like do unto your neighbor as you would have them do unto you. I mean, these are basic concepts throughout history, and if one religion claims them over another, you could find these common themes. But of course, weren't they all about survival at a certain point? To some degree, weren't some of these rules practical at their time, and then maybe been warped over the years because now we all have oil slaves, for instance?
Yeah, I mean, look at Sharia law, or look at anything from fundamental Islam or fundamental Judaism. You think, well, we don't need to live that way anymore. You're right, you don't. That was very specific to a time and place. Desert cultures, nomadic cultures, in very different parts of the world. The rules for Christianity that came about in the very corrupt Roman Empire are tough.
Yeah.
Tough to understand. So what are the rules for science?
What's our context here today? I often talk about kosher laws. You know, if we rewrote the kosher laws, you'd be betting they wouldn't allow pesticides and GMO foods involved in that. Yet we lost context somewhere along the line, and we're actually out of time. Hopefully we're not out of time, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, we're out of time on the show. Well, listen, throw your arms around each other to the best of your ability. Embrace some of the differences, and don't put your nose too much up in the air about what somebody leads, as long as they lead with compassion, mm-hmm. as long as they're willing to do the practical, which is grow food, fix things,
right.
and help people get along.
So the message as we wrap up today into the weekend, the power to grow food is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.